Ja.
I did start the meeting and been recording just in case any of our members are in the audience. I don't see them. Tracy, you thought you might be late. You're on time. Here you are.
Well, Dave or Chuck, I wonder if you want to try calling Mike and Steve.
I think Chuck is on and Steve is here.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry, sorry.
Can you guys see me? Okay.
I was checking my email. Sorry.
I just saw a note from Lindsay as I was getting on. I guess.
Hey, are you coming to the meeting?
Uh-oh.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, uh-huh, I can.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks.
It says 11 Bye. Participants, but I don't have 11 online.
Is he coming?
Yes.
Oh, good.
He's driving right now, but he's going to tune in.
Okay, wow.
Chuck, are there other people in attendance that I should list that aren't? Because it says 11 participants, but there's really 3, 6, 9.
Yes, John Minkin, Randy Wright, and my favorite, Yingling. I don't know who Yingling is.
Give Mike a couple of minutes here to connect before we start the meeting.
Chuck, if you can hear me, this is Kevin Hollenbush. I'm on as well.
Yep, I see you.
Thank you. Chuck, did you hear, or David, did you hear anything further from Lindsay? I saw the note that she may be delayed on from some other call or meeting.
We have not received any update from her beyond she may be late. She with the prior commitment.
We'll get started as soon as either Mike or Lindsay get on the call.
I think Mike is here, although I don't know that we can hear him.
There you are.
Mm-hmm. Hey, sorry about that. Okay, hold on a second.
Why does it seem so much brighter where you are?
Mike, just let us know when you're set, please.
All right.
Okay. All right, then I'll call the meeting to order. Mike, it sounds like you need to mute your mute yourself right now.
I muted him.
Okay, thanks, Chuck. Sure. All right. So the February 17th, 2021 meeting of the Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board is called to order. I want to make everyone aware that it is and has been the policy of Derry Township to record meetings for the purpose of accurate notes and posting on the township website. This meeting is being recorded for those purposes. Chuck, have you started the recording?
Yes, I have.
Thank you. David, could you please read the usual announcement regarding the use of Zoom and proper notices during this COVID crisis?
Yes. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Derry Township has gone to virtual meetings via Zoom for all township public meetings. We have advertised these meetings in the paper, and we've also posted the link on the website to make them easily accessible to the public for any comments or concerns. And we will continue to do so until such a time as it is deemed safe to meet in person again.
Thank you, David. Okay, I'll do a roll call. Sandy Ballard?
Here.
Mike Angelo? Cut on mute, Mike. Mike, you need to unmute to respond. Mike, are you there?
Well, maybe we'll come back to him.
Yeah, I'll come back to him. Oh, Steve Seidel, that's me. I'm here. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, yes, I'm here.
Okay, thank you. All right, note that Lindsay Drew and Dean Morgan are absent. Okay, do I have a motion to approve the minutes from the January 20th, 2021?
So moved.
Thank you, Sandy. I'll second that motion, Steve Seidel. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the minutes are adopted 3-0. Okay, old business. We have, first we have the adoption of the decision in the case of Krupal and Neelam Desai, case number 2020-16. I will read the proposed decision. One second. Okay, I'll read the order. The proposed order, number one, the applicant's request for a special exception pursuant to section 225-502.9.A regarding an accessory dwelling unit is granted. Number two, the occupancy of the accessory dwelling unit shall be limited in accordance with section 225-202.9.A.5 and 6 of the ordinance. Number three, the property owner shall be required to modify the existing one-site sewage disposal system or to install a new on-site sewage disposal system to accommodate additional sewage flow from the accessory dwelling unit unless the applicants can demonstrate that the existing on-site sewage disposal system is adequate to accommodate the additional flows from the accessory dwelling unit. Let me just correct one thing on the first line there. Modify the existing on-site, it should say, as opposed to one-site sewage disposal system. Number four, the property owner shall execute a recordable agreement with the township assignable to the property owner's heirs and successes, which shall be recorded in the Dauphin County Courthouse. This agreement shall clarify that the future use of the accessory dwelling unit shall not be for any non-conforming use, residential or otherwise. If the use specifically authorized by the Township Zoning Hearing Board ceases to exist, and that the property owners and the township agree that no variance will be granted by the Township Zoning Hearing Board to allow the use of the accessory dwelling unit for other non-conforming purposes in the future. Such agreement shall be drafted and recorded at the applicant's expense. Number five, the applicant shall construct the improvements in strict compliance with the plans and specifications submitted to the board during the hearing of this matter, provided, however, that if the improvements that are the subject of this hearing as finally constructed require less relief than granted by the board herein, no additional relief from this board shall be required. Except number six, except as extended by applicable law, the relief granted herein shall be valid for 1 year from the date hereof. In the event the applicant has not, within the time period provided herein, commenced operations, applied for a building permit relative to the improvements where permits are necessary, or constructed the improvements not requiring permits, the relief granted herein shall be deemed to have expired, and the applicant shall be required to comply with the then existing terms of the zoning ordinance. Number seven, any violation of any condition imposed herein shall be a violation of the township zoning ordinance and shall be enforced as provided in the ordinance. Do I have a motion to adopt this order and also to authorize me, Steve Seidel, as chairman to sign the order on behalf of the board?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Mike. Okay, any discussion? Okay, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion passes 3-0. Okay, second item of old business is adoption of decision in the case of McNaughton Company. I understand that the applicant has requested a continuance.
Yes, the applicant has requested a continuance from the board.
So do we need a motion to accept the continuance, if that's David?
You know, I guess maybe I have a question maybe for Megan or maybe others can weigh in on this, but first, what is the procedure in this case where we've already had a hearing as opposed to prior to having a hearing? Is there anything different about that that we need to consider?
Not really. The decision isn't final until a vote is taken. So I would recommend that you consider the continuance request first. And if you grant the continuance, then the decision vote would be moot and would be continued until the next hearing. If you deny the continuance, then you would then take a vote on the decision.
Okay. All right, thank you, Megan. So I'll entertain a motion from as to accepting this continuance or not. Was there a reason given? I didn't see anything in the letter. Is there?
No, I spoke with Mr. McNaughton when he said that he was considering a continuance. He said that he was looking at options to alter the proposed structure so as to lessen the setback encroachment. But he hasn't given us any specifics as to what he would propose that would be done at the next hearing if the continuance was granted.
Open it up to any motions.
I'd make a motion to accept the continuance and hear what he has to say.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Sandy. Any further discussion? Okay. All right. Then all in favor of granting a continuance if I can maybe clarify that we're talking continuance to the next meeting, March 17th. Is that correct? I think that's what he had requested in accordance with the applicant's letter. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Megan, is there anything that there's not anything we need to sign or anything other than the action we just took, is that correct?
There's nothing. That's on correct. There's nothing that you need to sign.
A motion for that. Okay, so our, in the case of new business, we had a hearing scheduled in the case of Kevin and Heather Hollenbusch, case number 2021-01. Understand Mr. Hollenbusch is here, but had also requested your engineering firm, Hanover Engineering, had requested a continuance on your behalf. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Sorry.
Okay. Megan, is there any need to swear in Mr. Hollenbusch if we're not conducting the hearing?
No.
Steve, what was the name of the engineering firm? I didn't hear you.
All right, Hanover, Hanover Engineering.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything further to the letter that you want to add, Mr. Hollenbusch?
No, sir, not at this time. Thank you.
Again, I'll entertain a motion then.
I move that we grant the continuance.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Mike. Any further discussion?
No.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion passes. So we'll also hear that then at our next meeting on March 17th, 2021. Thank you, Mr. Hollenbusch. Okay. Is there any other business tonight?
And I just want to confirm we aren't going to our normal deliberations Zoom. Is that correct? Nothing to deliberate.
Nothing to deliberate tonight, right? Okay, I'm seeing head shaking, so I assume that's the case. So, hearing no other business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn then.
Wow, quick meeting, so moved. Yes.
Second. All right,
thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we stand adjourned. See everyone next month. Thank you.
Stay safe, everybody. Thanks.
Enjoy the snow.